who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Fine. Yeah. It's no use screaming now.
That's not me, that's the backing track.
Okay. Hello, it's the Small Top 10. I am joined this evening by Leonard. How's it going, Leonard?
It's going amazingly, I'm not going to lie. I'm eating some beautiful Lay's pure spicy flavoured chips from Munchie Mart.
We got a real spread this evening, I'm chuffed.
We do, we got a good spread up here. Kettle chips also. And the...
What do you call those?
Rocket wafer sticks.
I always thought of them as chocolate cigars.
Yeah, chocolate cigars, wafer sticks, whatever you fancy, but...
So just before we get into your topic, we've got a question from the audience. Can we call you Len?
You can call me Len, no worries. As long as it's not related to Len. We do have wafer sticks.
You guys got some cigar wafer sticks. Right?
Yeah.
There you go, Hungry.
Help yourself, grab. No, take, you know, take some.
Need three.
Big Hungry was out in his car and he heard on the in the airwaves. He just pulled over.
He scooted over.
All right. You can call me Len. You can call me Leonard, Lenny, Leo.
I like Lenny because it reminds me of famous comedian Lenny Bruce.
Who I don't know, but...
It's rude.
Okay, I'll take that.
He got arrested a bunch.
Well, as the comedians tend to, it seems. Shout out. Hey, no one likes comedians more than me, so...
That's true. No one likes comedians. I've met some terrible people. Okay, so... What is the topic for your list this evening?
The topic this week, Amelia, that came to me with about 0.1 seconds after you asked me if I'd like to be on the little top 10, is top 10 films starring Owen Wilson.
Love it. Love Owen Wilson. Very like, we got a text referencing Sartre.
That's gone straight
out
of my head.
Which I can't pronounce, so I kind of overdo it to like make up for it. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Sartre. We got a chip with that. Shit's amazing.
This is like, you get real deep. Like this, I'm just not deep enough for that. It's gone.
He's just a French guy he had a fun eye and a cool wife.
Sweet.
Yep.
All the trimmings.
Owen Wilson.
So before we get into this, I've always been a fan of Owen Wilson. Actually, a friend of mine, Mitch, who I went through boarding school with, he's listening from Melbourne right now. Sup, Mitch? But I remember one day we were just sitting in the dorm, probably like 14, 15. I was like, man, Owen Wilson's a good cunt. And he's like, we'd been watching a movie with him in it. And he's like, no, he's not. You can't tell that. He's acting. I'm like, Owen Wilson's... He's not. I'm like,
he's acting. Okay.
Maybe he's acting, but... I know.
He's got a warm presence, right?
Absolutely. But yeah. Then Mitch was pretty sure that was strictly his acting. So
what? So he's like secretly a bastard.
So I've been going into bat for Owen Wilson for about, I don't know, 8 years or so. And I don't appreciate all the Owen Wilson slander going around in the last couple of years. Meme culture it's not been kind to Owen.
I think Owen Wilson's great. I was brought up on... So one of my older brothers was really into like craft work and like David Bowie and stuff and would be like, listen to these records or you're not cool. And my other brother was like, you should watch all of the Owen Wilson films.
Yo.
And I feel like that is me now.
There you go.
Formed me as a person.
Shout out your
like
other brother.
I feel like we need to get into the list.
All right. So we'll kick it off. The first movie.
10.
Gee, where is it? We got all 10. Like,
Number
10.
Thanks,
Lachlan. It's I Spy and Eddie Murphy in that movie. I think it was the first Owen Wilson movie I saw.
I Spy.
Circa 2002. He's playing Agent Alex Scott in I Spy.
Can you refresh me on I Spy?
I can't remember that
all
well myself.
All I can think about is the Jackie Chan vehicle, the tuxedo. Is it a similar vintage?
Whoa. Owen Wilson's not in the tuxedo,
no,
is he?
No, I know, he's not.
Otherwise, that would be number one.
But like...
Jackie Chan does feature in this list, by the way.
I know.
I can't remember it. I haven't seen it for a long time, but sort of him and Eddie Murphy, undercover, but then one of them goes bad. There's a girl involved. Just the usual kind of 2002 movie.
Films.
Yeah.
Sick. All right. Should we move on?
Number 9?
I reckon we've got a lot to talk about in these upcoming numbers.
Number 9 might be a little high on the list for some of the people that have been replying to my Instagram story, but Shanghai Noon.
Strong film.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've seen Shanghai Noon. And this is only on my list.
How did it get better?
The only two reasons on my list is because my oldest brother, Garth, I remember when we were little, he was watching it with a friend. We got it from the United Video. or something like that, and they were raving about how good it was. I didn't get to see it, but I was trying to like emulate Garth with certain things, so I just thought it was cool as well. So I remember telling kids at school, yeah, Shanghai Noon's one of my favorite movies, even though I still haven't seen it, so I've got some catching up to do, but that's a number 9.
Okay, it's very I'm struggling to understand how it got higher than a film you have seen, but like that's, well,
8. That's
fine. Number 8 is Serious Owen Wilson, which is it's an anomaly, but it's behind enemy lines.
Oh, I don't
he
know.
He has like a crew cut. He's in the army. I think he might be a helicopter pilot. I'm probably getting this wrong. Sorry. But behind enemy lines, if you want some serious Owen Wilson, for all the people who say he can't act, go watch that. He can act seriously.
I feel like you've got like a bit of a chip on your shoulder about Owen Wilson. I've seen no one talking shit about Owen Wilson. And so it's a real surprise to me that you're like, for all the people who say he's like a prick.
Well, you know, like when you hear like musicians be like, oh, the haters out there, and there's no actual haters out there. Maybe that's the same thing here. But okay. Shout out Owen Wilson.
Behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
All right, chill.
7.
The next one on the list, number 7, is Grand Budapest Hotel. And the reason this is number 7, the movie, I've probably seen half of it.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it, was super like symmetrical. Everything's, when you watch the film, like it's so beautifully filmed.
I mean, that is what Wes Anderson is known for, isn't it? I tried to watch this on a plane once and they'd censored it, but in a way that they'd reversed all the swear words, and it was the most disconcerting thing.
Oh.
And it was like even things like shit and bastard. And so it would just be like, now what in the ching? Do you think you'd, it was like, which, I just couldn't watch it.
Which airline were you on?
I believe it was Etihad.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we got one more to round out.
You only saw half of this one?
It's sort of like, I remember back in the era of like Sky Movies, and my parents had Sky Movies, but we didn't have Sky Go. And sometimes you just watch heaps of movies like 4 times, but you never actually see it start to finish. You just see parts of it. That fell into that category, unfortunately. But I've got some research to do after this. I'm going to go home and watch these.
This is such...
Got holidays coming up, so...
This is very not how I thought this list was going to get.
Right. No,
out.
I'm not a movie and buff by any means.
We have a very interesting series of texts. One that says that we're morons, and then the other one talking about existentialism and Jean-Paul Sartre. Like, I don't know if they think we're morons, because I mean, I can describe Sartre in more depth if you like.
Not doubt that, Amelia, for 1 second.
Then you got into a feud with Camus over the Marxism.
God.
Let's do number 6. But I have no idea if Owen Wilson is an existentialist. Apparently, Wilson is the most common surname in Northern Ireland.
Interesting. Shout out Connor Nell.
Okay.
6.
It's Meet the Fockers. Meet the Fockers, it's number 6.
This is such a wild list. Okay.
It's coming in at number 6.
I didn't even know he was in that movie. What does he do in that movie?
I could not tell. He's the yoga instructor, isn't he? Who, like, sleeps in
his bed. I don't know, Lennon, it's your list.
I don't know, but since Wikipedia, which, sorry to any of my high school teachers, always told us, Wikipedia is not a reliable source.
Wow.
Well, I went on there and it says Owen Wilson's in Meet the Fockers. If I'm wrong, text in, but I'm pretty sure I'm on it again now.
Okay.
He's in
it. So if I'm getting this together properly, it's not so much your top 10 favorite Owen Wilson performances as much as it is very specifically 10... your top 10 films that Owen Wilson is in at all.
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail right on the head.
Okay.
I mean, his performance is solid throughout. He might have dry. He's a bit washed these days.
We can take his great performance as a given.
But the number 1 is a standout. So that's pretty much the number 1 movie was the reason I chose this top 10.
Okay. I'm very ready for that. Shall we have some music?
All right,
we'll have a slight recess, okay, and then we'll come back.
I need to go breathe.
This is still the 95 BFM top 10. Here's your number 5.
Number 5.
It is Like Everyone Else by Die, Die, Die.
I can't.
You're back on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are right here in the midst of the small Top 10. We are talking about films with Owen Wilson in it.
Yeah.
I chose that last song because it was in the film Bottle Rocket. Have you seen Bottle Rocket?
Is Owen Wilson in Bottle Rocket?
He is the lead in Bottle Rocket.
Nah, I haven't seen that. There's actually so many movies. I've gone into the depths of Owen Wilson movies. I have not seen that. I also haven't seen The Life Aquatic, which Johnny and Hungry Big Drive.
Those are both by the same director. Bottle Rocket was really formative for me because it both got me into really silly psychedelic rock, like that song, 2000 Man by the Rolling Stones, and it also got me into long, boring films. So,
interesting.
Changed my life, really. We have someone else who had their life changed by Owen Wilson, specifically his hot nose.
Oh, the nose
I feel like a nose can really make or break it, like a man's face.
I don't know.
That sounded like a threat. I'm sorry.
It's interesting you say that because I would assume his nose has been broken.
I don't know if it has. I don't know. We might need to look into this.
I'll definitely look into that.
Let's get back into the list. Right. I'm sure more of these topics will crop up.
Sure.
Five.
Number five is Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Great movie.
Very, very strong.
Strong movie.
Film.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just all time. It's a solid top five pick.
What else do you have to say about Dodgeball, Leonard?
Do you know what I've actually got to say about Dodgeball? Is that Owen Wilson's not even in Dodgeball. But you didn't know that. Because you just assume he's in
Are
there.
Are you serious? What is this list, Leonard?
You just assume, like, you think of Dodgeball, Owen Wilson's probably the third face. You got Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, and you got Owen, and you should have Owen Wilson in there. You think he's in there, right? He's not.
Yeah. Well, then why is it on the list?
Believe nothing.
Yeah, well, it's not. Well, it's on the list because I made the list and I make the rules and that's
top,
final.
Top 10 ways Lennon's going to gaslight Amelia about, like, classic films? Hey, what is happening?
Is Dodgeball a classic? I think it is. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good movie too, so I'll put that on there. But
it's got, what's his face? Michael from Arrested Development is, like, one of the commentator guys. Breakthrough role.
Surprise, I haven't seen Arrested Development, but I've seen Dodgeball.
I hope you're making a list, Leonard.
My list is way too long to start, but I've got a little side list here I'm going to run through quickly.
What? Okay, it's just real sure. Quick.
These are films that Owen Wilson, they're not part of the top 10, don't worry, that he starred in. Think, what's the common thread here? The Cable Guy.
Great film.
Anaconda.
Okay.
The Sweatbox. Hall Pass. Drill Bit Taylor. Do those sound a little bit like...
Are you trying to suggest there's something sexual about those?
I didn't say anything. But they've all got a theme. Lost in London.
Lost in London is not sexual.
It could be. Night at the Museum. Secret of the Tomb. Like, geez.
That's a real stretch. Night at the Museum. I used to work at a museum. Nothing sexy about it. Lots of marble, cold, hard.
Marley
pointing.
And me?
This is.
Should we get enough?
Sweatbox. I think you had Sweatbox and Anaconda.
And the Cable Guy.
I think you really had something.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll go to number four, shall we?
Oh shit! Apparently, the Bottle Rocket music was curated by Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Oh.
Ah, shit. That's good.
That's a good segue into the number four movie.
Okay. Is it about Devo?
Four.
Well, Owen Wilson's in it. He is in this one. Zoolander.
Okay. Now, Zoolander, big film.
Tell me about that film, Amelia.
So it has a cameo from David Bowie, very notably. It's about two male models who have a rivalry, but then they team up because they're being brainwashed by a fashion designer in order to kill the Malaysian Prime Minister.
Were you on the writing? Did you write part of that?
No, but when I was a child, when I was a little baby, I watched that and Wayne's World over and over and over and over again.
Ah, and have you seen Zoolander 2? Because I have not.
I have not seen Zoolander 2. I was worried it would be bad, and so I didn't watch it.
You know the general rule of thumb, as they say, is the sequel is...
Don't do a sequel a decade after the original comes out.
I'm sure, like, Owen Wilson's not running out of money, is he? Surely not. All these, he can't be. I don't know why you'd go for that sequel.
But it's one of those films that, because I watched it so much when I was, like, a real child, it's, like, seeped into, like, my mum's vocabulary. And she will, like, talk about Blue Steel and stuff. It's very odd.
Big. That's huge.
It's huge. Do you have anything to say about Zoolander, Leonard? Have you seen Zoolander?
I've seen most of Zoolander.
Most of Zoolander!
It's another Sky Movies kind of greats. Sky Movies greats. Shout out. No free ads, but... Shout out Sky Movies greats.
Okay. As long as you've seen the bit where they're having a petrol fight to Wham, I think you're good.
I'll watch on YouTube later.
Oh, shit. Okay.
3.
Mitch is not going to be happy with this one, but number 3 is Wedding Crashers.
Interesting choice. I think this hit me at the wrong time. By the time this came out, I was like...
Wait, it hit you at the wrong time in the top 10 in real life?
Both in the top 10 and in my real life.
Right.
Because I was getting a little bit old, I think. I thought I was too cool when this came out. So I didn't really care for it at the time.
See, again, it's just a lot of people have been...
But you're younger than I. I'm old. You're young.
This age is just a flat circle, but...
It does... Okay.
No, I am a few years younger than you.
Yeah.
And Wedding Crashers, that's a good movie. I'm going to go and rewatch this whole list. I reckon I'll make a day of it.
Okay.
Because I need to refamiliarize myself. But it was a strong, a lot of people hitting me on the social media.
A lot of Owen Wilson in this movie, a lot more than in, say, Dodgeball.
And I mean, like, the meatloaf scene with Will Ferrell is enough to put that in the top 3. A bronze medal. Bronze medal, well done.
We do love yelling here on BFM. Oh my god. Are we ready for number 2?
The meatloaf!
Oh my! Okay.
2.
Number 2, I feel like this might be a controversial one a little bit, but it's You, Me, and Dupree.
What?
You, Me, and Dupree.
There are so many movies that I've been waiting for on this list, and it's number 2 is You, Me, and Dupree.
Yes, it is You, Me, and Dupree number 2.
Well, what's good about that movie, Leonard?
I love the scene where I love the fact that Dupree burnt the other guy's house down because he had massage oils and butter and I think he's giving the dude's mum a massage or something like that on the couch.
I don't know anything about this film.
He was lit all these candles. Dupree's a dude who's just a free spirit, kind of like Johnny.
Is he played by Matthew McConaughey? Or
That's Failure to Launch. Very similar kind of movies, I guess. Similar blokes, but one's got a better nose and one's blonde and one's sort of more tan.
Okay.
Other than that, You, Me, and Dupree. I love him and he cruises around on a bike, Wants a bike.
Leonard, I don't know because no one watched the movie You, Me, and
Dupree. You haven't seen that?
No, no one did.
Maybe that's something you can do some homework on.
I've got a list now and it just says You, Me, and Dupree and it's circled.
Right.
It maybe Marley and Me underneath.
I haven't seen that one. But is that the one everyone cried?
Movie. Yeah, the famous dead dog movie.
Yeah. So you know when you're at high school, it was when I was at high school anyway, the really sad movies that everyone cried at. It was Marley and Me and My Sister's Keeper, neither of which I've seen.
Oh, yeah. So, Fault in Our Stars, maybe? Also sad.
I cried during my... The weirdest reaction I've had to the movie would definitely be Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah?
I was in the cinema and I was scared, crying. And I was an uncomfortably old age as well with my dad and my brother. It was sort of, Sylvia Park Cinemas. I haven't been back.
I will keep that one in mind. We're getting
shout out Samuel L. Jackson.
We're getting texts that are just quotes from Zoolander and it just reminds me of being family occasions. It's very odd. What is this? A Center for Ants? Said Amelia's brother. Okay. Just before we get to number 1, do you have anything to plug? Are you, say, a musical artist of some kind that people could go and follow on social media?
Yes, I am. Medium Pache.
Yes, I'm glad it's taking off.
No, it's, I actually, along with Cam, helped me produce it. Well, he did all the most of the work, really. But
Kitty played some drums as well, right?
I've got another. That's on a different track, but I've got an album coming out. This month now.
Sweet.
It's October, and I've been. It's been a little while. It's been a little while in the making. So
awesome.
That's going to be very exciting.
Where can people find that?
That just on Google. Nah, jokes. Well, you will be able to find it on Google. But Medium Pace is what I'm releasing it under just because I came up with 10,000 names and none of them were good. And neither is, I don't know.
I think Medium Pace is really good. It's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, right?
Right there, Spotify, Apple, all that. Medium Pace.
At Medium Pace?
At Medium Pace. At me.
Sweet.
Tell me I'm wrong with my Owen Wilson. I might have put him on the cover art, actually. I haven't had the... Yeah.
Is Godzilla a dead reptile movie? It's time for number 1.
It's good to be at number 1. It's great to be at number 1. It's my favorite movie. Know all the words to this movie. I've seen it all plenty of times. It's Starsky and Hutch.
It is, of course, Starsky and Hutch.
The mid-2000s version, not the one, not the TV show from the 70s. I haven't seen any of that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but this is, you know, it's got Starsky Hutch. It's Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller. Snoop Dogg's in there.
Yep, Huggy Bear.
Huggy, nobody touches the bear.
Very good performance quotable. From Snoop in that film.
Yeah, Snoop was at his peak in that film. Luscious locks. He's got long hair and it's nice there.
Who directed Starsky and Hutch?
I'll find out for you.
Oh my God.
Just Starsky and Hutch, 2004, was directed by Todd Phillips.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about Todd Phillips because he directed the new Joker movie. And he had a big fat cry because he said the only reason he was making serious movies now is because people were too offended by his comedy. The bleeding heart SJWs couldn't take it. Starsky and Hutch is such a family friendly, nice, kind hearted movie. If you can't, what are you doing, Todd Phillips?
I can add some light there. He peaked in 2004 when he made Starsky and Hutch. So
yes,
yeah.
Thank you, Leonard. Finally telling it like it is about Todd Phillips.
So we've got a very special song now to go out on, Amelia.
Okay.
Which is Dear to My Heart from the Starsky and Hutch film, around the scene where they're.
Although possibly more famously from the Anchorman film, but sure.
Yeah, that's right. I was Owen Wilson in Anchorman. Oh,
he had a brief cameo.
Oh, God. Well, that didn't make my top 10 anyway. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Will Ferrell'd out these days. Just go to bed.
Do you want me to play? Do you want to introduce this song?
Yeah, you can start it up.
Okay.
It's Afternoon Delight. I'll quickly go through the top 10 Owen Wilson movies. I Spy, Shanghai Noon, Behind Enemy Lines, Grand Budapest Hotel, Meet the Fockers, Dodgeball, Zoolander, Wedding Crashers, You Be Dupree, and Starsky and Hutch.
Baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't fight. But you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.